Jazz Broadcasting. Now it's time for Jazz with In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. So let's get this party started with some Curtis Brothers.
They'll probably use that one. just my love. It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then rings, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hard not to cool down. So goodbye, 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 dear, and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things. It was just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then rings, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings. Just one of those things. If we thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, 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 dear, and amen. Now and then it was great fun. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things.
All right, Sarah Vaughan. And that was for Whitney Marshall, her request the day after her birthday. So happy birthday, Whitney. That one was for you. And we start out the show with Completion of Proof was the name of the album from the Curtis Brothers. We heard the track Mass Manipulation. Curtis Brothers, a local favorite here, although hitting it big in the New York City scene and elsewhere. Zakai Curtis on piano, Lucas Curtis on bass, along with Ronaldo De Jesus on percussion, Joe Ford on tenor sax, Donald Harrison on alto, Brian Lynch playing the trumpet, and Ralph Peterson on drums. So that's what we got to start out tonight's show. Let's see, time now is 6:12. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken. Welcome, listeners. We've got about an hour and a little less than an hour and a half now of great jazz music ahead of you coming here from the University of Connecticut. And local jazz scene. I mentioned the Curtis Brothers locally tomorrow. I'm looking forward to seeing Delfeo Marsalis, his quintet, over at the Hartford Club. And that is a Rotary Club annual fundraising. We're going to hear some Delfeo Marsalis right now from his album Minions Dominions. Let's listen to the title track. Thank you. Dirty Dozen Brass Band with the track called Dead Dog in the Street. Man, that's a crazy title for a number like that. From the album Back Jump, giving that real New Orleans kind of sound. And before that, we heard from a New Orleans native, Delfeo Marsalis, great trombone player. From the album Minions Dominion, you heard the title cut from that album. Yeah, so time now is 6:27 here on In the Groove. I mentioned Delfeo Marsalis coming to town tomorrow. I don't know if I mentioned the time. It's going to be a jazz brunch, so it's an afternoon concert. I believe it starts at noon and goes till 4. So they're going to have some really good New Orleans-style food there as well, so I definitely want to check that out. You can go over the jazz calendar. Hartford Jazz Society runs a very good jazz calendar showing everything that's going on this weekend. And there's quite a few good shows here worth checking out at the Hartford Jazz Society's calendar. Go to hartfordjazzsociety.com, click on the calendar link, and you'll see all the specifics about the Delfeo Marsalis concert coming up at the Hartford Club, as well as some other events that are going on this weekend and further on down the road. So another good one going on kind of at the same time. Noah Behrman, a really fine piano player from Middletown, Connecticut, is doing a solo concert and a CD release party over at the Hartford Public Library. And that's a free show starting at 3 p.m. All right, let's get into some more music. Let's see, we're going to hear from a host of great tenor sax players on this next set, so we're going to get into it right away. Let's start out with Jimmy Green. Thank you. Jimmy Green, really great tenor sax player. Jimmy Green actually grew up in the Hartford area and attended the Hart School of Music in West Hartford and has since gone on to much, much bigger and better things. That's from an album called The Overcomer's Suite, an album I think is available in digital download only. But if you go to my website at jazzandbeyond.com and check out the podcast, you'll see a link to that fine album tomorrow when I post that. So, Jimmy Green, great quintet as well, featuring Xavier Davis on piano, Luquez Curtis, who you heard earlier tonight with the Curtis Brothers, Luquez on bass, and Kendrick Scott on drums. 15 minutes long. That was a great track. I really liked that. Really dug Kendrick Scott's drumming, his drum solo on that one as well. All right, we're going to move on. Another great tenor sax player, one of the all-time greats, actually. I think so, anyway. His name's Joe Henderson, and one of our Facebook followers, Brian Anderson, had asked me to play a Joe Henderson set, so I'm very happy to do that. We're going to hear two classics from Joe Henderson. We're going to start out with a track, his composition called Black, and that's going to follow with a Charlie Parker composition, actually, called Relaxin' at Camarillo. And I'll get back to you with more on that at the next break. Time is 7 o'clock. This is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut. Joe Henderson, by request, a request from our Facebook friend, Brian Anderson. So happy to do that for you, as Joe Henderson is just a killing tenor sax player, one of the best of all times for sure. Let's see, the last one you heard was Relaxin' at Camarillo from an album of the same name. And that one features Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Chick Corea on piano, Richard Davis on bass, and I'm going to guess that one was Tony Williams on drums. It was either Tony Williams or Peter Erskine, as they're both listed for that album. But I think that was had a Tony Williams sound to it, so we're going to go with that. Before that, you heard from another great, great group. From the album Mode for Joe, we heard the track called Black. And let's see, on that one, dig this lineup: Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Cedar Walton on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Joe Chambers on drums. That's one of the best lineups you'll ever hear. That was recorded back in 1966 on the Blue Note label. All right, moving on with the great sax players that we've been playing today. You heard from Jimmy Green and Joe Henderson, and there's a couple more we're going to play tonight. Next up, Branford Marsalis. I think he's on soprano on this one, but a beautiful, beautiful ballad. We're going to hear all 11 minutes of it. This is from the album Bragtown. We're going to hear the track called Hope. Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful. I love that. That's Branford Marsalis from his album that goes back to 2006. The album's called Bragtown, and the name of that track is Hope. We heard Branford doing that at the Newport Jazz Festival, and he just had like everybody on the edge of their seats. Really fine track. Great composition. That is Branford Marsalis on soprano saxophone, Joey Calderazzo on piano, Eric Rivas on bass, and Jeff Tane Watts on drums. All right, got one more track to go here on In the Groove.